안녕하십니까.
Hello everyone.
Let's open up our Bible.
사도행전 10장에 있는 말씀입니다.
Let's open up our Bible to Acts chapter 10.
사도행전 10장 찾아주시기 바랍니다.
Please open up your Bible to Acts chapter 10.
1절부터 읽겠습니다.
I'll read from verse 1.
찾으셨으면 1절부터 읽겠습니다.
If you are there, I'll read from verse 1.
가이사라에 고넬료라는 사람이 있으니 이탈리아 대나 하는 군대 백부장이라.
There was a certain man in Caesarea from called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called Italian Band.
그가 경건하여 온 집으로 더불어 하나님을 경외하며 백성을 많이 구제하고 하나님께 항상 기도하더니.
A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always.
하루는 제 9시쯤 되어 환상 중에 밝히 보며 하나님의 사자가 들어와 가로되 고넬료야 하니.
He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius, Cornelius.
고넬료가 주목하여 보고 두려워 가로되 주여 무슨 일이니까. 천사가 가로되 내 기도와 구제가 하나님 앞 상달하여 기억하신 바가 되었으니.
And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God.
내가 지금 사람을 요파에 보내 베드로를 하는 시몬을 청하라.
And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter.
저는 피장 시몬의 집에 우거하니 그 집은 해변에 있느니라 하더라.
He lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou wouldest do, or to do.
마치 말하는 천사가 떠남에 고넬료가 집안 하인들과 종졸 가운데 경건한 사람 하나를 불러.
And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually.
이를 다 구하고 요파로 보내니라.
And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa.
이튿날 저희가 행하여 성에 가까이 갔을 때에 그때 베드로가 기도하려고 지붕에 올라가니 시간은 제 6시이더라.
On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew an eye unto the city, Peter went up onto the top housetop to pray about the sixth hour.
시장하여 먹고자 하며 사람이 준비할 때에 비몽사몽간에.
And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
하늘이 열면 한 그릇이 내려오는 것을 보니 큰 보자기 같고 내 귀에 매어 땅에 들이웠더라.
And so heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth.
그 안에 땅에 있는 각색 네 발 간진 짐승과 기는 것과 공중에 나는 것들이 있는데.
Wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air.
또 소리 있으되 베드로야 일어나 잡아 먹으라 하거늘.
And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat.
베드로가 대 주여 그럴 수 없나이다. 속되어 깨끗이 하는 물건은 내가 언제든 먹지 아니하였사옵나이다 한데.
But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.
또 두 번째 소리 있으되 하나님께서 깨끗게 하신 것을 내가 속되다 하지 말라 하더라.
And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call that now common.
이런 일이 세 번 있은 후에 그 그릇이 곧 하늘로 올라가니라.
And this was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven.
베드로 본 바 환상이 무슨 뜻이니 속으로 의심하더니 마침 고넬료를 보낸 사람들이 시몬의 집을 찾아와서 문 밖에 서서.
Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate.
불러 가로되 불러 묻되 베드로 하는 시몬이 여기 오가느냐 하거늘.
And called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there.
베드로 그 환상에 대해 생각할 때 성령께 저들이 말씀하시되 두 사람이 너를 찾으니.
While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee.
일어나 내려가 의심치 말고 함께 가라. 내가 저희를 보내었느니라 하시니.
Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them and doubting nothing, for I have sent them.
베드로 내려 그 사람을 보고 가로되 내가 곧 너희 찾는 사람이니 무슨 일로 왔느냐.
And then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come?
저희가 대답하되 백부장 고넬료는 의인이요 하나님의 경외하는 자라. 유대 온 족속이 칭찬하더니 제가 거룩한 천사의 지시를 받아 너를 그 집으로 청하여 말을 들으라 하느니라 하는데.
And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and none of the good reporting among the, all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into this house, and to hear words of thee.
예. 베드로 불러들여 유숙하게 하니라. 이튿날 일어나 저희와 함께 요바 두 형제도 함께 가니라.
Then called them in and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him.
거기까지 읽겠습니다.
Read up to verse 23.
한 번은 제가 있는 파라과이 대사님이 저를 찾아오셔서 얘기를 했습니다.
Once the ambassador of Paraguay to Korea came to see me.
목사님 동생이 되고 싶습니다.
Pastor, I want to be your younger brother.
내가 너무 웃었어요.
And I smiled.
내 동생 아무나 되는 줄 알았네.
Not anyone can become my brother.
그 대사님이 그날부터 제 동생이 되었다고 그 대사 이름을 박대수라고 지었더라고.
From that day on, the ambassador he wanted to become my younger brother, and he named himself 박대수.
야, 동생은 소수지 뭐 대수냐? 그랬더니.
You know, if you're a brother, if your younger brother, you should call yourself, you know, small number, not big number, which 대수 means.
거야.
And he didn't know what I meant by that.
근데 어느 날 그 대사님이 저한테 와서 뭐라고 말, 목사님 저한테 문제가 하나 있습니다.
But one day that ambassador came up to me and said, Pastor, I have a problem.
무슨 일이냐?
What is the problem?
파라과이 대통령이 한국에 3일 동안 머뭅니다.
He said the president of Paraguay was coming to Korea for 3 days.
이제 그 대사로 있는 동안에 대통령이 3일 동안 그 나라를 찾아오면은 대사가 대통령 모든 행정 일정을 다 주관하기 때문에 대통령 가까이 갈 수 있는 가장 좋은 기회인 거예요.
As an ambassador, when the president comes to visit the country where he's doing the service, it's once in a lifetime chance to get closer to the president.
이제 그 대통령에 의해서 대사 뭐 임명도 다 되는데 대통령이 그 대통령 3일 있는 것은 일생에 한번 있을까 말까한 기회라고더라고.
Because it is the president who nominates the ministers and all the you know people in a high position, so it is once in a lifetime chance.
그런데 이분이 이제 대통령을 잘 모셔야 이제 자기가 앞으로 승진도 하고 좋아지는데.
So he had to treat him well during his stay in Korea, so that he could have a promotion.
그 예산이 너무 짧아 대접할 수가 없다는 것이.
But the budget that he had was not big enough to serve him well.
대통령께서 음악을 너무 좋아하시기 때문에.
The president he adores music.
음악회를 할 좀 도와달라고.
So I would like to organize music concert. Could you please help me do this?
합창단 단장 음악회에 몇몇 이제 합창단을 보냈어요.
So the director of the choir sent some members of the choir for the music concert.
대사님 나도 꼭 참석해야 한다 그런 거예요.
And the ambassador said I should also take part in the music
그때
concert.
그때 우리가 잠실 체육관 집회라서.
Back then we're having this, you know, conference in Jamsil Indoor Stadium.
그래서 제가 보통 집회 가면 설교할 때 딱 8시 20분에서 22분 사이에 강대상에 올라갔는데.
Usually during the conference like this in the evening, I go up to the podium around 8 to 8:20 p.m.
7시 반까지 거기 있었겠더라고.
So I thought I could stay there until 7:30 p.m. maybe.
집회 시작하기 음악이 시작 30분 전에 갔더니.
So I went there 30 minutes before the music concert was supposed to begin.
청와대 경호실에 와서 이제 대통령 만나 그 경호 모든 걸 맡았더라고.
The security team from the Blue House they were in charge of the security of the president.
저를 보고 이제 그런 이제 제가 온 걸 제 대사님이 알고 구청으로 내려오라고 하더라고요.
They saw me and the ambassador knowing that I came there, he called me to 9th floor.
그 안에 대통령이 계시고 비서실장이 있고 장관 두 분하고 대사하고 이렇게 다섯 분이 앉아서 있었어요.
When I went there, the president and his chief secretary and two ministers as well as the ambassador, there were 5 of them waiting for me there.
난생 처음으로 대통령하고 손잡고 인사를 했는데.
It was my first time shaking hands with the president and talking to him.
저 대통령한테 뭐라고 뭐 떨려서 할 이야기 없는 거예요.
But I was so nervous I didn't know what to say.
대사님, 목사님 좀 이야기 좀 하세요.
Then the ambassador said, Pastor, why don't you speak?
IYF 이야기 좀 하세요.
Why don't you talk about IYF?
문혜진자 이야기 좀 하세요.
Why don't you talk about Sister Haejin Moon?
그러다 이제 한 뭐 시간이 들어가게 됐는데.
And time passed.
제가 제 사명한 책을 대통령에게 스페인어로 된 걸 하나 주었어요.
I gave the book a title, The Secret of Sin, Forgiveness, and Being Born Again in Spanish version.
대통령이 한국을 떠나면서 비서실장 비행기 안에 가서 책 가져오는데 책을 안 가져갔어요.
As the president was departing from Korea, he asked the secretary to bring him the book, but the secretary didn't take the book with him.
그 이튿날 아침에 대사 부인이 그 책을 들고 파라과이까지 갔다.
The following morning, the wife of the ambassador took the book along with her and went all the way to Paraguay.
며칠 후에 연락이 온 대통령이 그 책을 다 읽으셨는데.
Couple of days later, I was informed that the president read the book.
목사님 좀 보길 원한다.
And he wanted to see me.
파라과이 오라는 거.
That I should come to visit him in Paraguay.
제가 이야기를 했어요. 내년 I told him. 2월 달이 한 3개월 정도 남았는데.
February next year, we had about 3 months left until then.
내년 2월 달에 우리가 파라과이 행사가 있으니까.
In February next year, we're expecting to have a program in Paraguay. May I see you then?
현재 파라과이 2월 달이 돼서 갔어요.
So I went to Paraguay in February next year.
월드 캠프가 있는데.
We're having world camp back then.
하여튼 뭐 대통령 초청으로 온 게 되니까 딱 비행기 도착하자마자 경호실에서 와서 다 앉으라고 저만 데리고 가더라고.
As I was officially invited by the president, as soon as the plane landed, people let everyone to keep seated, and they called me out to the from the plane.
기빈실에 커피 마시고 있는 중에 입국수석 자기들이 다 해주고 짐 다 찾아가지고 이제 호텔로 가는데 또 경호차 해주고 제 호텔에 있는 경호원들이 밤낮 지켜주고.
While I was having a cup of coffee in the VIP room, they did all the document work for me. They did, you know, to prepare the car, the baggage, everything for me, and they had the security police in the hotel for me.
만나기 전에 제가 비서실장한테 전화를 했어요.
But before meeting the president, I called the chief secretary.
대통령 면담 시간 얼마냐?
How many minutes do I have with the president?
40분이라고.
He said I have 40 minutes.
40분.
40 minutes.
그러니까 이제 40분을 나눠야 하는데.
So I had to organize and divide up those 40 minutes.
음악 좋아하시는 합창단을 데려가야 하는데.
As he loves music, I was supposed to take some choir members with me.
합창단 세 곡을 부르면.
And if the choir members sing three pieces,
10분이 죽는데.
They'll take up around 10 minutes.
그리고 또 인사한 5분을 잡으면.
And just to greet, it will take at least 5 minutes.
15분이 나가니까 내가 이야기하면 25분이 남는.
So I'm left with about 25 minutes to talk.
그날 저녁까지 25분 동안 무슨 말씀을 제가 쭉 짰어요.
Until late in the night, I began to organize my speech. How am I going to talk about this to him?
합창단 다 데려가서 13명을 데려갔어.
We took 13 members of the choir along with
내가
me.
내가 복음 전하려고 한다.
And I told him, I'm going to preach the gospel.
대통령 질문하면, 예. 아니요, 빨리 대답해.
If he asks you any questions, just be brief. Yes, say yes or no.
만일에 시간 끌면 다음부터 대통령 국회 절대 안 들어간다.
If you take up any of my time, then I will not take anywhere to any president, a presidential
palace next time. 사람들 가운데도 좀 그때 국회의원들 있었고 뭐 여러분 있었는데.
There were some congressmen who went there along with us.
말 많이 하는 다 빼버렸어.
I took out all the people talkative out of the list.
대화를 하니까.
So because I was supposed to talk to the president.
25분 동안 대통령에게 또 통역하잖아요.
And I also had a translator too, right? Only for 25 minutes.
대통령께서 구원받은 너무너무 기뻐하시네.
I preached the gospel to the president for 25 minutes. He received salvation. I was so happy.
대통령도 사람이에요.
And the president himself, he was also a human being.
죄 때문에 마음이 고통하다 죄를 벗고 너무 행복해.
He was suffering from sin, but once he was free from sin, he was so happy in his heart.
시계를 보니까 40분 딱 되길래 제가 일어났어요.
When I looked at my watch, it was 40 minutes. It was 40 minutes, so I just stood up.
박수하고 나가는데.
And I shook hands with him, and I went out.
차도 한 10분 가는데 비서실장이 전화를 했어요.
We were on our way back to the campsite. We were about 10 minutes away.
오늘 저녁 IY 행사에 대통령 참석하신다.
And the chief secretary called us to tell us that the president was going to take part in the world camp that night.
아, 저희들 너무 기뻐.
We were so happy.
던져가니까.
And when we went more,
다시 전화가 왔어요.
After another 10 minutes, I got a phone call again.
모든 장관도 다 참석하라고 명령하셨어요.
The secretary told me that actually the president ordered all the ministers to take part in the camp.
그러나 하여튼 우리 그 캠프 난리가 났어요.
Anyway, you know, there was big noise in our campsite.
경호실에서 막 참도 화장 입고 다 뒤지고.
So all the security team, they went and they went through all the toilet restrooms.
집회를 참석할 수 있었어.
And I sat next to the president. We were able to take part in the program.
사람이 구원을 받으면
when one is saved,
암만 두어난 사람도 마음의 변화가 와요.
No matter how dull the person may be, but he will have this change in his heart.
대통령 구원을 받으신 뒤에
the president after having received forgiveness of sin,
진짜 세상에 더 없는 가까운 친구가 되는 거예요.
We became very close friends.
그 다음에 내가 다시 파라과이가 대통령 구원을 갔는데
and later I visited the presidential palace again in Paraguay.
대통령께서 너무 기뻐하시는 거예요.
He was so happy to see me again.
지난 내가 1년 동안 매년 그 2월 달에 파라과이 집회를 가곤 했는데.
Because I used to go to Paraguay every February for the camp.
대통령이 암에 걸리셨어요.
But back then the president he had cancer.
그래서 파라과이 치료 안 돼서 브라질 가서 치료를 하는데.
But he could not be treated in Paraguay, so he went to Brazil.
대통령하고 상원의원하고 두 가지 똑같은 병으로 브라질을 갔어요.
The president and one senator they went to Brazil for the treatment.
근데 치료를 했는데 병원 치료가 잘못돼서 그런지 몰라도 낫지 않고 거의 이제 대통령 마지막 말도 못하게 그냥 누워 있으면 됐다.
I don't know how the treatment went, but apparently it did not go well. So at one point, the president couldn't even talk. He got so worse.
대통령이 저에게 뭐라고 말씀하시냐면,
and the president told me,
그 브라질 모두 병원 측 내가 죽었다고 생각했다.
So when he was under treatment in Brazil, everybody thought that he was going to die.
파라과이 대통령궁에서는,
so in presidential palace in Paraguay,
다음 대통령 누가 되는 그 싸우고 있었다.
People were arguing over who was going to succeed the president.
근데 병원에서 두 번 의사 회의를 했는데.
But in the hospital, doctors they had two meetings.
그때 이제 거의 막 추한 직전에 의사 회의를 했더라고.
But the when he was on the verge of death, they got organized their second meeting.
우리가 정성을 다 대통령을 치료했는데.
We did our best to treat the president.
죽어가고 있는 거야.
But now he's dying.
아무도 이야기를 못 했었는데.
So no one could talk about it.
한 여자 의사가 손을 들고 일어나서.
Then one female doctor raised up her hand and she stood up.
그 여자 의사가 뭐라고 말했냐면.
And that female doctor said,
여러분 우리는 대통령 치료를 실패했습니다.
Everyone, we failed in treating the president.
대통령이 여기 오실 땐 걸어서 오셨는데.
When he came here, he came here on his foot.
말씀도 못 하시고.
But now he can't even talk.
다 죽어가고 있어.
He's dying.
우리 치료가 틀렸다는 거죠.
It shows that our treatment was wrong.
그런데도 우리는 지금 이 방법만 계속 매달려 치료하고 있다.
However, we are insisting on the same method of treatment until.
그러면 죽음 외에 뭐가 있겠느냐?
Then what are we looking forward to then?
그 여자 의사가 쨍쨍하게 그 많은 30명 되는 의사를 앉혀놓고 큰 소리 쳤다.
So with a very sharp voice, that female doctor began to talk in front of about 30 doctors.
그 이야기 듣고 의사들은 정신을 차렸다.
When the doctors they heard her, they got back to their senses.
우리가 치료한 방법 옳았다면 대충 내 나이 안 됐죠. 다 죽어 안 돼도 이 방법 쓴다.
If you were right, he should have been healed, but he's not healed. It means that our method was wrong.
방법 바꾸냐?
So how can you treat him then?
대통령 오늘 병원 입원한 걸로 여기고.
Let's assume that this is his first day in our hospital.
진찰부터 다시 하자.
Let's start over from diagnosis.
대통령이 와이셔츠 단추를 풀시더라고.
And he unbuttoned his shirt.
푸시더니 거기 상처를 보이시더라고.
And he showed me the scar on his chest.
여기는 병을 하나 발견했어.
They found one disease which was on his chest.
바로 수술했더라.
And they operated him right away.
그 수술 끝나고 난 뒤에
right after the operation,
약을 먹고
she had some medicine.
그다음부터 말하기 시작했고.
And from then on, he was able to
며칠
talk.
며칠 사이에 나와서.
In a couple of days time, he was healed.
비행기를 타고.
And he got the flight back. He came back to Paraguay.
파라과이 대통령 죽은 줄 알았는데 살았는데 난리가 났다.
Everybody in Paraguay they thought that the president was going to die, but he didn't die, so they were so surprised.
그 상원 의원은 죽었고 well, 시체로 왔고 대통령 살아 왔다.
But on the other hand, the senator he died, so he came back as a corpse.
대통령에서 죄사함을 받은 뒤에.
So ever since the president received forgiveness of sin.
분명히 이번에 자기는 죽어야 했는데.
So he thought he was going to die for sure this time.
하나님이 살렸다는 그 마음에는.
But he had this heart that it was God who saved him.
그 뒤에 대통령 저를 만나려고 자주 한국에 오셨어.
Since then, the president visited me oftentimes to see me in Korea.
지금도 아주 가까운 친구 같지요.
Even now, we are one of the closest friends.
죄송합니다. 제가 나이가 좀 더 많은데요.
I'm a little older, but
하나님께서 일하는 게 너무 신비한 거예요.
The way that God works, it is so mysterious.
언제 가든지.
Whatever it is.
제일 좋은 시간, 저를 청해 주시고.
You know, he brought me, invited me for the best moment.
개인적인 문제 같이 의논하고.
He discussed, you know, his personal issues with me.
그럼 제가 정치를 합니까? 경제를 합니까? 뭐 세상의 물정을 합니까?
You know, do I know politics or do I know economy? Do I know anything about the world?
성경 두 줄 알지. 아니, 아무것도 없는데.
I just know few words in the Bible, nothing else.
문제는 하나님이 내 안에 살아서 일을 하시더라고.
But the thing is that God was alive and he was living inside of me.
이번에 모잠비크 영부의 대통령 네 분이 오셨습니다.
Recently the first lady and the president of Mozambique they came to visit Korea.
모잠비크 영부인 내외가 대통령 내외가 오셨는데.
The president and the first lady they came to Korea this time.
저한테 통보가 왔어요.
But they informed me.
만나고 싶다 부산으로 오라고.
That they want to meet me that, so that I should come over to
아침
Busan.
아침 일찍 승용차 타고 부산 달려갔어요.
Early morning getting on our car, we ran down to Busan.
모잠비크는 삼성에서 시추선을 샀는데.
I heard that in from Samsung they bought this, you know, this prospecting ship.
몇천억을 들여 샀다.
And they spent billions of wons on it.
영부인이 저를 맞으셨어요.
But the first lady invited me to come.
제가 오기 전에 영부인이 지시해서 박 목사님 오신다.
Before me coming, the first lady ordered one of his staff that the pastor Park is coming.
방을 준비하라.
So they should prepare a room next to my room.
내가 보니까 거긴 절대 뭐 경원들 때문에 올라가지 못하는데 방을 다 준비해놓고 제가 곧 바로 영부인 나오셨더라고요.
Actually, because of the security team, we could not usually go into that floor, but they had already prepared a room so we could go in there, and the first lady was there to welcome us.
뭐 시간이 없어 많은 얘기를 못했습니다.
We didn't have much time, so we couldn't talk about much things.
다 적으시더라고요.
But the first lady began to note down everything that I was talking to her.
하는 이야기가.
And then she said,
목사님,
Pastor,
내년 2월 달에 남부 아프리카 오신다는 얘기를 들었습니다.
I heard that you were going to come to Southern Africa next year.
제가 이야기도 안 했는데.
I didn't even tell her that.
우리 계획만 세웠는데.
But we just planned it.
이번에 제가 이제 이스라엘 가려고 했는데.
I was supposed to go to Israel this time.
이스라엘 가면서 아프리카 지나가야 하는데.
And I had to just stop by Africa as I went to Israel because it has been long since I last visited Africa.
그다음 이스라엘 코로나 때문에 이스라엘 가는 게 약간 연기되면서.
Because of the COVID situation, we had to postpone our visit in Israel.
아프리카를 갔어요.
We just went to Israel. As we have planned.
너무 신기한 것이.
But the amazing thing is,
케냐에 모이 스타디움에서 우리 캠프를 하는데.
We're supposed to have our camp in Moi Stadium in Kenya.
모이 스타디움에서 농구 시합을 하기로 돼 있는데.
Actually, they had scheduled this basketball game in Moi Stadium.
모이 스타디움 우리가 쓸 수 있어요.
But they changed their program so we could use the Moi Stadium for our program.
더 감사한 그날부터 코로나 팬데믹이 풀려가지고.
And what is more thankful, the COVID situation was loosened from then on.
스타디움 3천 명이 넘는 사람 가득 앉아서 집회를 할 수 있어요.
And more than 3,000 people they can fit into the stadium.
꿈 같은 일들이라.
It was like a dream.
하나님이 하신 일들이 너무 놀라운 거예요.
The work that God was doing, they were so amazing.
정말 제가 너무 감사했어요.
I was so grateful.
우리가 아프리카에 가야 할 때가 참 많고 그런데 잘 못 가는데.
You know, we want to visit Africa oftentimes, but we couldn't make it to go there oftentimes.
이번에 중부 지역에 아프리카 중부 지역에 이제 네 개 나라를 다녀왔고.
But recently we visited the central part of Africa.
이제 막 우리가 잠비아에 이제 남부 아프리카인데.
Zambia is in southern Africa.
선교 센터를 짓고 거기 이제 개막식 하는데 대통령 오신다고 저도 같이 시간 맞추자 그러더라고요.
So we have built our mission center, so we're going to have inauguration ceremony. The president is going to come, so we have to organize our time.
몇 가야 하는데.
To go also visit Lesotho.
우리 영부인이 그걸 아시더라고.
And apparently the first lady knew our program.
내년 6월 달에 남부 아프리카 혼자 알았는데.
And she said, I know that you're going to visit us in Southern Africa.
6월 말쯤에 남부 아프리카 마치고.
In February.
만나자 그러시더라고.
Why don't we meet up? Maybe why don't we meet in late
February?
그래서
그때 정상적인 이제 모든 교육 그리고 이제 앞으로 아프리카의 많은 나라가 젊은이들 사고라는 거예요.
Because many countries in Africa, many young people in Africa, they don't think a lot.
브라질 올림픽 때,
like during Olympic in Brazil,
그게 한 학생이 학교 수업 시간에 선생님 올림픽 축구 중계해 주세요.
There was one student in the school set up.
선생님 축구 안 돼.
Professor, we're gonna see them a soccer game.
안 돼. 수업 끝나고 해줄게.
The professor said not during class, maybe after class.
수업 끝나면 축구 끝나요.
Once the class is over, the soccer game would be over too.
수업 시간 공부해야 돼.
But during class, we have to study, not the soccer game.
난 축구 싶단 말이에요.
I want to sit a soccer game.
그 아이가 밖에 뛰었잖아.
And that student ran out of the class.
두 시간 뒤에 학교가 불탔어요.
And about 2 hours later, the student burned the school.
학생들이 전부 다 밖에 나와서 자기 불탄 학교를.
The school was on fire. Everybody went out of the building. They saw their school, which was on fire. They took the photo of it and they shared that on SNS.
그 이튿날 아침에.
And the following morning,
수십 개 학교가 불탔어요.
Many other dozen schools were burned.
학생들이 요즘은 정말 영상물을 많이 보기 때문에.
Because our young people these days they have access to many videos.
같이
online.
우리가 대화하면 서로 너도 얘기 나도 얘기하는데.
You know, when we talk, we get to talk one another. So
영상물은
we communicate.
듣기만 하기 때문에.
But because for the videos, you just you know have a one-way
그 생각에 communication.
그 You may be dragged by the ideas.
영상물을 보면 내 의견을 제시할 시간이 없기 때문에.
You have no time to present your idea for the videos you are watching, right?
사고하는 능력이 다 죽어버린 거야.
So it kills your you know, ability to think.
아, 불 나는 게 재밌네.
Oh, that fire seems interesting.
불이 나면.
And when they burn their building, where are they going to study? Where are they going to study? What are they going to do if it rains? Who are going to reveal their school? And the one who burnt the school, how are they going to be punished? You know, these are common senses, right? If they know how to think about that much, they will never put fire on their school. It doesn't mean our people, you don't know. Does that mean we don't know how to put fire on school? That's why they burn their school. If they know what's going to happen next, if they you know put the school on fire,
조금만큼도 생각이 싫고 그냥 하고 싶은 대로만 해왔기 때문에.
Because they don't think enough, they don't think further, and just they want to just do what they want to do.
내가 정확히 얘기했어요.
I told them precisely.
사고력이 부족했어요.
This is lack of you know thinking ability.
그 영상물을 많이 보면.
When they have access to all these videos,
사고가
online,
안 되고 내가 사고했던 그 영상이 끌려가지.
And they won't get to think, and they'll be rather dragged by those videos.
영화를 보면서 내 의견을 표현할 시간이 없기 때문에.
Because when you watch a film, you don't have time to express your feelings.
사고력이 비참하게 죽어가는 거.
You're thinking. Ability will degenerate miserably. As I do
IYF,
I just taught them a little bit of thinking ability. They were so different from worldly young people.
사고력, 자제력, 조류하는 것.
Thinking ability, you know, self-control, and the ability to communicate.
자동차 처음 만들 때 브레이크 만들었겠습니까?
You know, when we first built a car, you know, they didn't have brake, maybe. Yeah, they built a car to run, not to stop.
타다 보니까.
But as they run their car,
브레이크가 필요하고.
They needed a brake.
급히 달리가다 보면 자기무슨 빨리 밟을 브레이크가 있으니까 또 빨리 달릴 수가 있고.
Because as they run fast, sometimes they have to stop. So with the brake, they can run faster.
어떻게 보면 브레이크는 자동차 달려가는 막는 것 같지만.
So in some way, the brake
있기 때문에 빨리 달릴 수 있는.
So in some way, there is the brake, and the brake is there to stop. But actually, with the brake, you can run faster.
전 세계 아이들이.
Any young people around the world.
제가 남미에서.
Once when I was in South America.
많은 나라가 있는데.
There are many countries in South America.
국가 안에서 다른 도시 도시를 비행기를 타야지 차를 타고 못 가요.
You know, between cities they have they cannot travel by car, but they have to travel by airplane.
길거리에서 마피아들이 권총 기관총 갖고 때문에.
Because there are some street where the mafias they have taken the road.
8살 9살 때 애들 잡아가요.
You know, they would take the kids of 8-9 years old.
총 쏘는 법 가르쳐 가지고
teach them how to shoot.
마피아를 만들어.
And they would take them as their members of mafia.
그런 많은 일들이 있어요.
Now, there are many things like that.
그 젊은 아이들 끌려가서 총 쏘는 것만 아니야. 아, 나 오늘 세 명
And those young people, they will get caught and they will go there and they learn to shoot and say, "Oh, today I killed three people."
그 마피아 앞에 잡혀갔다 6개월 있다 저 뭐야 구출돼 나온 국회의원 여자 국회의원하고 제가 한 시간 이야기했어요.
And there was one female, you know, congresswoman who was once taken by the mafia. Yes, I talked to her for 1 hour, but every day she thought she was going to die.
우리 형제들도 그 멕시코 갔다가 돌아오면서. 그 길에서 차 고장 났는데.
Some of our brothers on their way to Mexico, when they were back, and
얘기.
The car broke and they got caught by mafia. They almost died. I heard.
그런 그 마피아에 들어간 아이들 아무 생각 없어.
Those young people who have joined mafia, they won't think at all.
15, 16, 17
And they're
전혀 생각.
At the age of 15, 16, 17, they won't think at all.
오늘 세 명 죽.
You know, today I killed 3 people. You know.
자기가 총에 맞아 죽을 거 생각 안 해요.
They don't think about getting shot.
전투에 한 번 들어가고
when they join one battle,
두 번 들어가고
twice,
세 번 들어가고
three times.
한 다섯 번 들어가면 어떤 마음이 생기냐면
when they join the gunfight about 5 times.
처음엔 두려웠다가
in the beginning they were afraid.
다 죽는데 자기는 안 죽는 거예요.
But everybody else was dying but he was not dying.
한 다섯 번 전 다른 사람 죽는 자기는 안 죽으니까
about after 5 gunfights because he's not dead yet.
이상한 미신이 들어와요.
He would have this, you know, strange faith that he was not going to die.
그러다가 어 내가 총 맞았나 하고 죽는다.
And one day he'll get shot and he said, "Oh, I'm dying." And he'll die.
전혀 사고를 쓰지.
And they wouldn't think at all.
저들이 사고력을 가르쳤어요.
So we've been teaching this thinking ability.
굉장히 학생들이 지혜로워져.
And the student, I saw students becoming wiser and
이제
smarter.
이제 지금 가지고 있는 이 마인드가 전 세계적으로.
This mindset that we have worldwide.
지금 제가 가지고 있는 그 마인드 교육은 예화 같은 지금 한국식으로 했는데.
Because mind education that we have, the case studies are in Korean version.
형제들이 우리 좀 더 서양식으로 하자.
And some of our brothers we discussed over it. We wanted to turn it into more Western style.
이제 미국에 보내가지고 미국식으로 그 이제 마인드 교육을 바꿨어요.
So we sent our books to U.S. and they're Westernizing our books.
그래야지 거의 다 완성이. 되어가고 있는데
It's almost complete.
우리가 그 교육을 시작하려고 하다 코로나 때문에 중지됐는데 이제 내년부터는 본격적으로 교육이 시작될 것 같아요.
As we're about to begin that education, but because of COVID-19, we had to stop. But from next year, maybe we'll be able to resume our education program.
지금 전 세계 젊은이 사고 안 한 것 때문에 그 문화가 영상물 많이 보고 다음에 카카오도 보면서 사고력이 현저하게 죽어 들어가고 있어요.
Many people around the world, as they watch more videos and they only have the, you know, their SNS messengers.
어떤 60% 이상이 청소년이고.
They think less than before. And also 60% of African population.
나라에 퍼져 있으니까.
They're consisted of young people.
대통령들 분들 만나면 무슨 얘기하면 우리나라 경제가 어려운데 청소년 안만 대접 젊은들 불평만 원망만 한다 그래.
And there are many presidents who tell me that there are many young people they well treat their young people, but they're complaining that they're well treated.
근데 저들이 하고 있는 일 속에 하나님 일하신 너무 신기한 거예요.
But the work that we are doing with God is so amazing.
오늘 아침 우리 고넬료라는 사람에 대한 이야기를 읽었는데.
This morning we read about this person named Cornelius.
고넬료는 로마 군인이었어.
Cornelius, he was a Roman soldier.
그러니까 이 로마 군인이니까 그 당시에 이스라엘이 로마의 식민지였으니까.
And back then Israel was colonized by Rome.
그 백부장이라고 하는 사람은 자기 밑에 부하가 100명 있다는 보통 한 성의 위수지구 사령관 쯤 돼요.
So centurion means having, you know, about 10 soldiers beneath him, so he might be, you know, maybe one, maybe organizing board members of maybe one city.
그 이제 그 성의 그 위수지구 사령관인데.
Maybe he's maybe in charge of, you know, some part of the city.
이 사람은 로마 사람인데 신기한 게 뭐가 있느냐면.
But he's a Roman, but there's something strange here.
여러분 사도행 10장 1절을 보세요.
If you read Act 10 verse 1.
가이사라에
You know, Caesarea.
예, 가이사라는 이스라엘 그 서부 해안가에 있는 곳입니다.
Caesarea is a city which is on the west coast of Israel.
그러니까 로마하기 가까운 거리죠.
It's very close to Rome.
고넬료라는 사람이 있으니 이탈리아 대라는 군대의 백부장이라.
There was this man called Cornelius, a centurion of band called the Italian band.
예, 이탈리아 그러면 로마, 이탈리아 수도가 로마죠.
You know, Rome is the capital of Italy today, right?
그래, 이탈리아 대가는 로마의 군대 백부장이에요.
So he was a centurion of the band called Italian Band.
백부장이면 그건 위수지구 사령관 한 도시의 전체 치안을 담당한.
So back then a centurion usually he's the position of guard of the whole city, the guarding of the whole city.
로마 군인이에요.
He was a Roman soldier.
자 재밌는 건 그가 가이사라의 로마 군대 백부장으로 위수지구 사령관으로 모든 지금 위수지구를 통치하고 있다. 뭐 당연한 이야기인데.
In Caesarea, as a centurion of the Roman soldiers, he was in charge of the city's security. He was, you know, guarding the whole city.
10장 2절에 보면은.
But if you see chapter 10, verse 2,
그가 경건하여 온 집으로 돌아 하나님을 경외하며 백성을 많이 구제하고 항상 기도하더.
A devout man, a one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to people and prayed to God always.
자 여러분 이스라엘 나라에
In the country of Israel,
제사장이 있고
there are priests,
그리고 저 뭐야 뭐 여러 이제 그 율법 사들도 있고
there are lawyers,
성경학자들도 있고 한데
Bible scholars,
그는 예수님 다 대적했어요.
But they all stood against Jesus.
그런데
But
이 백부장이 로마 군인인
This Roman centurion
하나님을 경외하며
He feared God.
아, 이런 이야기를 들어보면은
When I read a story like this
그가 경건하여 온 집으로 돌아 하나님을 경외하며 백성을 많이 구제하고 항상 기도하는데.
A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always.
신기하죠.
Isn't it strange? Isn't it interesting?
유대인들도 형식적인 신앙하고.
Even Jewish people, they live superficial spiritual life.
예수님 대적하고 하는데.
And they stood against Jesus.
그 자세히 그 2절 3절 봅시다.
And let's see verse 3.
하루는 제 9시 중에 9시쯤 돼 환상 중에 봄에 하나님의 사자가 돌아 고넬료 하니.
And he saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius.
4절에
Verse 4.
고넬료가 주목하여 보고 두려워 가로되 주여 무슨 일이니까. 천사가 가로되 내 기도와 구제가 하나님의 상달을 기억하신 바 되었으니.
And when he looked on, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God.
5절에
Verse 5.
네가 지금 사람을 보내 요파에 보내어 베드로랑 시몬을 청하라.
And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon whose surname is Peter.
이거 굉장히 놀라운 얘기.
This is very amazing.
하나님은 이 세상을 창조하신 뒤에 유대인을 선택했어요.
God after creating this earth and heaven, and God chose Israel as Jews.
유대인들이 하나님을 믿으면서
as Jewish people believed in God.
복을 얻는 걸 보고 다른 모든 민족들도 하나님 믿도록 하기 위해서 유대인을 선택했어요.
As they are being blessed, He wanted everyone else to also see Him and motivated to serve God.
유대인들이 하나님 믿으면서 하나님을 거슬려서
so God chose Israel, the Jewish people.
그들은 십계명을 지키려고 약속해놓고 못 지켰고 죄를
But after having promised God that they will keep the promise, but they violated the Ten Commandments,
그들은 버림을 당했어요.
And they were abandoned.
근데 여러분 저기 이제 성경이 말하는 것이 뭐냐면,
Now what the Bible is saying,
이방인의 때라는 걸 하나님 만드셨어요.
God made this thing called the days of the Gentiles.
유대인이 아닌
Not the Jewish people.
그 전에 하나님은 유대인의 하나님이었는데.
Before then, God was God of Jewish people.
하나님이 이방인의 때를 찾는다.
God opened this time for the Gentiles.
다니엘서는 그 이야기가 자세히 기록돼.
In the book of Daniel, it talks about it in a very detailed way.
예루살렘은 이방인의 때가 차기까지 이방인들에게 밟히리라.
Until the days of the Jews would, until the days of the Gentiles would come, the
Daniel의 약속한 그 이방인의 때가 와서
When the days of the Gentiles come as it was promised in the book of Daniel
처음으로 유대인이 아닌 이방인 고넬료에게 하나님의 말씀을 전할 기회를 주시는
For the first time this chance was given to this Gentile Cornelius to listen to the word of God
그래서 하나님은 고넬료가 정말 유대인이 아닌 로마 군인이고 유대 위수지구 한 도시를 치안을 담당한 사람이 고넬료인데.
So Cornelius, he was not a Jewish people, but he was a Gentile. He was a Roman centurion, was in charge of the city security of the whole city.
항상 하나님께 기도하고.
He would always pray to God.
구제하고.
He would also help people give alms.
신앙생활 하는.
He was a devout man.
그 고넬료 택해가지고.
And God chose him.
베드로를 만나서.
And told him to meet Peter.
이 복음을 듣고.
And hear this gospel.
거듭나고 변화가 되게 하시는.
And be saved and change.
저는 여러분 참 여러분들의 여러분의 대통령을 만났어요.
Everyone, I met, you know, many presidents.
제가 대통령을 만나고 싶어 만날 수 있습니까?
No, do you think I can meet the president because I want to?
내가 그 나라 장관은 만나고 그래봐요. 가능한가?
No, try to meet the minister of the country. Do you think it's possible?
근데 하나님이 이런 일을 해서.
But God did this work.
제가 대통령 만난 것 같은 사람 여러분 만나 한 5-60번 대통령님을 만났어요.
And I think I met many presidents for about 50-60 times.
그때 저는 뭐 제가 경제랍니까 정치랍니까?
But do I know economy? Do I know politics?
전혀 모릅니다.
I don't know anything about that.
아는 거 딱 하나 있어요.
There's only one thing that I know.
재산 받는 거.
The way to receive forgiveness of sin, salvation.
이번에도 이제 케냐 부통령 이제 다음 차기에 대통령 출마하시는 분인데.
This time too, this vice president of Kenya, he was going to be the president of Kenya.
제가 그 복음 예수 피로 재산 받는 복음을 너무 기뻐하시는 거예요.
I preached him the forgiveness of sin through the blood of Jesus. He was very happy.
정확하게. 예수를 믿으면 죄 사함을 받아요.
And if you believe Jesus precisely, you will receive forgiveness of sin.
근데 한국의 모든 교회는
the many churches in Korea
어떻게 가르치냐면
how do they teach?
죄인이라고 가르치죠.
They teach saying that we are sinners.
우리 죄 사함 받다 우리 이단이라 그래요.
Because we say that we have received forgiveness of sin, they call us cults. 웃기는
이야기죠.
And that's very funny.
로마 3장 23절에
in Romans 3 verse 23
모든 사람이 죄를 범한 하나님의 영광을 이루지 못한다.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
23절 그다음 24절에 가면은
in verse 24 says
그리스도 예수 안에 구속으로 말미암아 하나님 은혜를 값없이 의롭다 하심을 얻은 자 됐다.
Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
이렇게 분명하게 예수님으로 말 내 죄가 사해졌고 내 죄가 씻어졌기 때문에 난 의롭게 거룩하게 됐다고 성경이 이야기하는데.
The Bible states that our sins are washed and it is cleansed through the blood of Jesus. Therefore, you are righteous.
제가 참 많은 사람들 만나봤는데.
I've met many people.
로마 3장 23절은 아는데. 24절을 안 사람 거의 없어요.
They know Romans 3 verse 23, but not anyone, not many of them knows verse 24.
여러분 이 성경이 로마서 거의 대부분 좀 뭐 신학자들 한 번씩 읽었을 텐데.
Now, many people they must have read the book of Romans.
사단이 눈을 가려 24절을 모르는 거예요.
But Satan blinded their eyes, so they don't know verse 24.
그래서 죄인이라는 게 옳다는 거예요.
So they think that it is right to say that they are sinners.
이건 하나님이 우리를 보고 의롭다고 했는데.
God said that we are righteous.
하나님이 의롭다면 의로운
If God says we are righteous, then we are righteous no matter what. But many churches today, they insist that they are still sinners. Just because I say that we are made righteous, they call us cults. Once I went to Dominican Republic, there were many pastors were gathered there, so I went to preach the word there. And I told them, I'm made righteous. The pastors were there, they were all surprised. Pastor, questions. Okay, go ahead.
목사님 거짓말 안 했습니까?
Don't you lie, pastors?
목사님 도둑질 안 했습니까?
Have you ever not committed theft?
죄 안 지었습니까?
Have you ever not sinned?
어떻게 의롭습니까?
How come you say you are? How come you say that you are righteous?
제가 말했어요.
I told them.
나 도둑질 헤아릴 수 없이 많이 했다.
Yeah, I committed theft uncountable times. I can't count.
한 번은
once.
나무 자매를 따다가 들켰어요.
And I was, you know, stealing, you know, melons from others' farm, and I got caught.
도망가는데.
And I ran away.
그 주인 아저씨가 그래요.
The owner of the farm said.
그 어른이 우리 아버지 함자를 대면서.
He called out the name of my father.
저놈 그 아무 것이 아들 맞지?
He said, "Oh, you must be son of who and who."
그제 아버지가 술 드시다가.
Maybe he had a drinks with my father.
그 아저씨가 얘기했어요.
Maybe he told him.
자네는 우리 참외밭 다 밟아놨어.
You know, your son came into my, you know, melon field. He destroyed my melons.
저 안 밟았거든요.
I didn't step on any melons.
자네도 막 드나지는 터듬어가서 예수 믿기도 착하게 도둑.
The other kid, they were just stepped in anyhow, but I didn't.
쉬 뭐 버리고 쉬 버려. 아니 이거 버려 그런데 저는 냄새만 이건 거 하나 딱 따가야 두 개 들고 나와요.
The other kid, they would just take a bite of any melons. They would just throw it away, but I didn't do it that way.
절대 손 안 밟았어.
I never, you know, stepped on those spread. I was very kind and gentle with those melons.
아버지가 저를 불렀어.
One day, my father called me.
너 왜 그러냐?
Why did you do that?
내가 너 때문에 창피해 이 동네 못 살겠어.
I'm so ashamed to live in this village because of you.
아버지는 항상 그 젊음 내가 한 다리 건너가서 얘기를 해요.
And he would always, you know, say to some other people.
지금 상태는 내가 이 동네 못 살아. 그건 내가 다음 단계야.
So he doesn't talk about the first level of the situation, but he would talk about the consequence of that situation.
제가 진짜 안 밟았는데.
I didn't step on those melons, I said to myself. 했는데. I just took one melon after spelling it.
하여튼 뭐 도둑질하다 걸렸으니까.
Anyway, I got caught anyway after stealing.
제가 그랬어요. 나 도둑질 많이 했다.
And I told them, you know, I stole so many times, I can't count. I told lies, I can't count.
그럼 목사님들, 그러면 죄인이잖아요.
Then pastor said, you must be a sinner then.
그 맞다, 죄인 맞다.
I told them, yes, I must be a sinner.
근데 왜 의인들 합니까?
Then why do you say that you are righteous?
야, 내가 그런 게 아니고.
Hey, look, I'm not the one who said that.
하나님이 나를 의롭다 하시더라.
But you know, God said that I'm righteous.
그러면 의로운 거 아니야?
Then am I not righteous?
당신도 성경 안 믿어요?
Don't you believe the Bible?
나는 죄인이다, 죄인이라 그랬다.
Yes, I thought I was a sinner. That's how I said.
근데 하나님이 어렵다고 하시더라.
But look, God said I'm righteous.
왜?
Why?
예수님 내 죄 다 사했다고.
Because Jesus washed my sins away.
그래도 하나님 어렵다고 나도 어렵다고 하는데 그게 뭐가 죄냐?
And God says I'm righteous, so I said so. So what's wrong about that?
죄인이라 한 놈이 죄지.
If God says righteous, if you say you're a sinner, that's the problem.
조용해졌어.
And they were silent.
아멘, 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 아멘.
And all of a sudden they began to shout saying amen, amen, amen.
그들 목회자 강대 위로 막 따라 올라와.
And those pastors began to run up to the podium where I was standing.
왜 그러나 했더니.
I wondered why.
저를 붙잡고 아버지라고 그러고.
They held me and said, "Oh father." They told me to sign their books for them and take photos with me.
탄자니아 가서.
Once I went to Tanzania for a conference.
이 정도 되는 거면 팩팩 앉았어.
The hall was compact with people.
2,000 명이 좀 넘는 사람.
There were more than 2,000 people were in the hall.
처음에 넓은데 작은데 이제 아프리카.
You know, those chairs they were very narrow.
한참 말씀 전하는.
It was in the middle of the sermon.
앞부분 이쪽에 한 50명이 막 벌떡 일어나더라고.
Some people sitting in the front row they began to you know stood up. They stood up all of a sudden about 50 people.
저는 왜 일어났어?
I wondered why they were standing.
그들 막 춤을 추기 시작.
And they began to dance.
세상 막 기쁨을 그 사람들은.
They were so overwhelmed with joy for their forgiveness of sin.
아프리카 사람들은 춤이 굉장히 생활적.
People in Africa, you know, the dancing is their life.
아들이 말라리아로 죽었다.
When their children dies of malaria.
남편이 AIDS에 걸렸다.
When their husband catches AIDS.
보통.
They would have all these pains.
그들 늘 근심 속에 살다가.
But they're living in this wonder, preoccupations and anxiety.
하면은,
but when they hear the you know, sounds of the drums like this,
전부 다 손이 올라가요.
Every one of them, they will lift up their hands like this. They begin to shake their hips and they will begin to dance.
아프리카는 절대 춤이 필요해.
You know, they need dances in Africa.
그 춤을 그냥 추는데.
As they dance,
어떤 여자는,
some woman,
아기를 뒤에 업고 춤을 추는데.
You know, she was dancing with her baby on her back, and the head of the baby was, you know, going like this, and I was afraid that the head may fall off.
뒤에 아이 고개가 보입니까?
You know, but when she dances, does she see the head of her baby? No.
땀을 뻘뻘 흘리면서.
You know, they would sweat and dance.
춤을 추면서.
And as they dance,
그들 근심을 다 잠재워.
They would shake off all those you know anxieties and all those preoccupations.
그래서 한국은 춤바람 그러는데.
That's why in Korea when they talk about dance, they say dance wind.
한국은 여자 춤추러 간다면 다 나쁜 이미지로 봐요.
In Korea, when some woman goes to dance, they take it as a very bad sign.
일시에 남자 손 붙잡고 춤추는 그런 거 사서 춤바람 아주 나쁘게 보지.
You know, dancing in a closed area, we know strange men and women. You know, that they take it as a very bad sign.
아프리카는 춤이 굉장히 그들에게 유익한 거예요.
But in Africa, dancing is very sound and healthy.
그들에게 말할 수 없는 아픔이 있는 거예요.
They have this unspeakable pains in their hearts.
지금 정말 아프리카 화난 게
But when you go to Africa, what makes me angry?
말라리아에 걸렸는데.
You know, there are people who catches malaria.
말라리아는 그 말라리아 균의 그 저 뭡니까 수명이 굉장히 짧습니다.
You know the lifespan of the malaria germ is very short.
그 사람은 수명이 뭐 70년 80년 되기 때문에.
An average lifespan for human beings is about 70-80 years old.
아기를 낳으려면 금방 뭐 하루 사이에 태어난 지 하루 사이에 얘기 못 낳잖아요.
You know they cannot you know have a child the day they are born, right?
적어도 뭐 나이가 정상 낳으려면 20살 이렇게 되고 아기를 낳고.
They should be at least maybe 20 years old before having a child.
어린 사람 있지만은.
It's true there are people who have their child when they're younger. It's true.
그 세균들은 평균 수명이 짧기 때문에.
But for the germs, because their average lifespan is very short.
번식하는 시간이 굉장히 빨라요.
The reproduction is very fast.
처음에 제가 말라리아 걸렸을 때.
When I first got malaria.
탄자니아 갔는데.
I went to Tanzania.
탄자니아 사모님 저를 보고 목사님 왜 그러십니까?
The wife of the pastor said, Pastor, what's up with you?
어쩌니 내가 좀 춥게 잤더만.
I don't know why.
감기 걸려.
Maybe I slept cold yesterday. I caught cold.
그 막 사모님 과음은 못 사는 얘기는 아프리카입니다. 큰일 납니다.
And the wife of the pastor said, "No, pastor, you're in Africa. Dad, you're going to be in big trouble. We have to go to the hospital right away."
병원에 갔어요.
We went to the hospital.
내가 병원인가 싶어요.
I wondered if it was hospital.
아무것도 없고.
There was nothing.
저만 초등학교 학생들 그 왜 연습하는 현미경 하나 있어요.
There was some, you know, the microscope thing on the desk.
그 이제 저 기다 주사 찔러가지고 피를 뽑더라.
And they took out blood from my ear.
유리판에 쫙 펴더니.
And they put it on the glass, you know.
그 말린 데도 flask. 전기불에다 말려가지고.
And they dried it before, you know, the electric light.
그다음에 그걸 염색약에 집어넣더라.
And they put it, you know, some kind of, you know, reactive.
말라리아 균만 염색되는.
And you know, it would only die, you know, the malaria germs when they took it out.
말라리아로.
You know, they said it's malaria.
의사가.
The doctor said.
판시다. 판시다라는 약 두 알 딱
먹어. He gave me a medicine of Palsida.
말을 끝났어요.
And I took two tablets of those and I was healed.
말라리아 시작할 때 아주 적게 시작을 하는데.
Because malaria, they start small.
평균 수명이 불과 뭐 몇 시간이니까.
As their lifespan is very short.
번식을 굉장히 빨리.
They reproduce very fast.
그리고 이때 하루 이틀 3일만 지나가면.
So after one or two or three days.
몸이 말라리균으로 꽉 찰 정도로 번식을 해요.
The whole body will be filled up with those malaria germs, so it reproduces in a very fast way.
약 하나 먹으면 뜨나이 끝나요.
When it's about to begin, if it's just a little tablet, you'll be healed.
보통 약 한 $1씩만 사요.
And that tablet only costs about $1.
사람들이 아이들 말라리아는 $1 때문에 아끼고 약을 안 사 먹어요.
But because of the $1, people they spare the money, they don't buy the medicine for their children.
그다음에 무슨 일어난지 아십니까?
And you know what happens later?
아이가 죽으면요.
If the child dies,
장례식하기 위하여
for the funeral,
천불 빈내가 잔치예요.
They'll get a debt of thousands of dollars to do the funeral.
진짜 그 생각 막 왜 어떻게 저런가? $1 아끼던 애가 죽고 난 뒤 천불들.
And that really breaks my heart because just to spare $1, they don't buy the medicine, but after when the Jones child is dead, they will do the.
할 일이 너무 많아요.
You know the $1,000. You know we now go to Africa. I have a lot to do.
자 이제 우리가 정확하게 알 수 있는 것은
So what we can know here clearly
하나님이 한국에 있는 박옥수 목사가 구원받았어요.
Is that God saved this Pastor Oksu Park in Korea?
목사님만 구원받아서 저도 구원받을 갈 사람이 많죠.
Not only Pastor Oksu Park but you are also saved, right?
여러분을 구원하기 위해서
In order to save you
이방인의 때를 정했어요.
God chose these times for the Gentiles.
예루살렘은 이방인의 때가 차이까지 이방인들의 발에 밟히고.
Until the days of the Gentiles would be complete, Jerusalem would be trampled by the, you know, the Gentiles.
예수는 그때 못 박혀 죽이시고 그 시점에.
Around the time when Jesus was crucified.
지금 예수 시대 못 박히고 직후에 일어난 일이거든요.
You know, this is what had happened after death of Jesus.
그때까지.
Until then.
우리는 이방인의 취급을 받아.
We were treated as Gentiles.
유대인의 하나님.
And God was God of Jews.
하나님께서 사도행전 10장에 고넬료를 통해서
But through the Cornelius in Acts chapter 10
베드로가 이방인에게 복음을 전하기 시작해서
As Paul began to preach the gospel to
시대가 열렸어요.
As Paul began to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, the days for the Gentiles have opened.
그래서
Therefore
내가 구원을 받았어요.
I'm saved.
여러분들도 구원.
And you are saved.
한 이방인의 때를 이렇게 여는 걸 사도행전 10장은 정확하게.
And Acts 10 explains how God opened the days for the Gentiles.
베드로가 그 고넬료가 오라는데 안 가려고 쳤는데 하나님이 위에서 막 보자기 내려왔는데.
Cornelius invited Peter, but Peter didn't want to go.
짐승되는데 잡아먹으라.
But in the vision, he saw this, you know, this vessel thing coming down. He saw many animals there. God said, "Eat it."
그게 이제 이방인을 가리키는 거죠.
And that represents Gentiles.
아, 난 그런 거 안 먹습니다.
No, I don't eat such things, God.
하나님이 깨끗게 안 냈는데 you know, 부정하다가 말라.
You know what God called cleanse? Don't say that it's unclean.
그래서 베드로는 이제 고넬료를 찾아갑니다.
So Paul went to see Cornelius.
갔는데. 유대인으로서 이방인의 교제한 게 위법인 건 너희 다 알거니와.
And he said it's unlawful for a Jew to have fellowship with Gentiles.
왔는데 무슨 일로 나를 불렀노?
But God said I should come, so I came. But what for did you call me?
그 얘기하면 안 되잖아요. 복음 전해야잖아요, 그죠?
He shouldn't have said that. He should just preach the gospel to them.
페르난도 루고 대통령 복음 전 구원받고 난데.
You know, after having preached the gospel to President Fernando Lugo, he got saved.
했어요.
And I thought about it.
하나님 나 같은 인간에게 왜 대통령을 만나게 하시?
Why do a person like me would God let me meet those presidents?
복음 전하러 하신.
Well, it must be to preach the gospel.
대통령 좋아하든 안 좋아하든.
Whether he likes it or not.
이번 이제 복음부터 전했어.
I opened my lips and I began to preach the gospel.
구원받은 대통령도 여러분 계시고.
And there are many presidents who got saved. And there are some presidents who have not received salvation.
구원받으면.
But once they receive salvation,
너무 가까워져.
We get so much closer.
너무 너무 감사.
I'm so grateful about that.
에스와티니 광패하를 만났어.
I met the king of Eswatini.
하여 너무 감사한.
And I'm so thankful to God.
우리 음악학교 학생들이 봉사로 에스와티니 갔어요.
And once some of our music school students they went to Eswatini
그 학생들이,
as volunteers.
야 오늘 국립대학교 졸업식인데 가서 노래 불러주자.
They said to one another, "Oh, they're having graduation ceremony in National University. I heard, so let's go and sing for them."
학생들 달려갔어요.
The student they ran there.
그리고 진행하는 사람들이 내 한국에서 음악 학생들 노래 불러주겠다.
And they introduced themselves to the staff, saying, "We are going to sing for your event."
안 된다.
They said, "No."
왜요?
Why not?
오늘 국왕이 국립대학교 졸업 참석하신.
We're having the he's met our majesty coming for our graduation ceremony, so we can't.
우리 그 행사 프로그램을 국왕이 드렸는데.
This program was given to his majesty.
아무도 못 바꿔.
But no one can modify it.
알았어요.
Okay.
우리 지금 참석하고 갈게요.
Okay, we'll just take part.
지금 다시 부르더니.
And they called them back.
지금 사람들은 다 왔는데.
And everybody is sit now here.
국왕이 아직 안 오셨는데.
But our king is not yet
국왕이
here.
국왕이 안 오셨는데 또 너 노래 할래?
But would you still like to sing? Although our majesty is not around.
노래 몇 곡 할래?
They said okay. And how many pieces do you want to sing? How many pieces?
세 곡 해라.
Okay, sing three pieces.
고마워요.
Thank you.
학생들이 나가서 노래.
And those students they went out and they began to sing.
너무 잘 불러.
They sang so well.
첫 곡을 하는 중간에 국왕이 오셨어.
They're going through the first song. That's when the king came.
국왕이 오셔서 그냥 노래 부르니까 그렇게 국왕 자리에 앉으셨어.
And he saw them singing. He just sat on his seat.
학생들이 세 곡을 다 불렀어.
And the students they sang all the three songs.
행사를 다 마치고 난 뒤에.
And once the program was over,
국왕이 학생들 오라 그래.
The king called those two students who sang.
어느 나라에서 왔노?
And he said, "Where are you from?"
어떻게 이 나라 말을 잘해?
How come you speak our languages so well?
너무 기뻐했어.
And they were so happy.
얘들이 예, 우리는 저 IYF인데요.
And they introduced themselves. So we are IYF.
우리 목사 목사님이 열흘 뒤에 와요.
And our founder pastor is going to come in 10 days' time.
여러분, 이런 일이 있겠습니까?
Everyone, how can this be?
국왕께서
The president, the king,
청소부 장관을 시켜가지고,
he called the minister of youth.
공항에 가서 and said, 박모세 모시고 내 앞으로 데려와라.
You go to the airport. Once the Pastor Park arrives, you bring him before me.
제가 내렸어요.
I got down. I landed.
비행기는 장관이 저를 마중을 나온 거예요.
The minister came to escort me, just welcome me to all the way to the plane. I wondered why.
기빈실에 앉았는데.
I was sitting in the VIP room.
수속 다 해주고.
They did all the top paperwork for me. And they said the king wants to meet me. They said.
아, 그러네요.
Oh, is that so?
갔어요.
So I went.
국왕을 만났어요.
I met the king.
만났는데.
I met him.
가기 전에 얘기했어요.
Before going there, I told him.
국왕하고 면접 시간이 얼마냐.
I asked, how many minutes do I have with the king?
그거 알아야 돼.
And I wanted to know that because I have to keep that.
40분이요.
They said, I have 40 minutes.
갔습니다.
And I went.
국왕이 앉아 계시고.
And the king was sitting in the middle.
이렇게 저 뒤에 문이 있는데.
And there was just a door behind.
현지인들은 그 문을 열고 전부 국왕 앞에 기어서 가요.
Once they open the door and they walk in, they have to actually go before the king on their knees.
저도 이제 기려고 딱 폼을 잡은.
And I wanted to also, you know, kneel.
저 뭐 군대에서 낮은 폼을 높은 폼을 다 해.
You know, I've done that before in the army. You know, crawling on my knees and you know on my elbows. I've done that before.
비서실장 외국인은 걸어서 가야 합니다.
And the chief secretary said, you know, if you're a foreigner, you can just walk on your feet. You don't have to, you know, crib.
걸어서 갔어.
So I, you know, went there on my feet.
국왕 앞에 갔습니다.
So I stood before the king.
이런저런 얘기하다가
we talked about this and that.
제가 바로 복음을 전했어요.
And I went straight to the gospel.
복음을 전하니까 딱 10분이 지났는데
and after 10 minutes
거기서 이제 40분에 30분 동안 말씀을 전했어요.
So I began to preach the gospel for 30 minutes which was left with me.
30분 딱 되길래
so it was 30 minutes so I stopped right there.
국왕 폐하께서
and the king said
눈에 막 뚫어지게 쳐다보시는.
He was staring at me as if he was going to penetrate me.
저 그 지금도 보시죠.
Do you see that?
제가 눈을 못 맞추게.
I couldn't meet his eyes.
30분 전한 뒤에.
And after 30 minutes,
저기 이제 박방훈 목사 가운데 앉아가지고 통역하시고.
Pastor Joseph Park was translating in between us.
그래서 이제 30분 딱 돼서 시간대 거쳤어요.
So after 30 minutes, I stopped.
공항 폐하께서 말씀하셨어요.
Then the king said,
목사님,
Pastor,
말씀 좀 더 전해 주십시오.
I want you to go on.
또 30분 했어요.
So I spoke for another 30 minutes.
공항 너무 잘 들으시네.
And he was very attentive.
또 말씀하시기를.
He said again,
또 말씀 더 전해.
Pastor, continue.
그래서 90분을 전했어요.
So I spoke for about 90 minutes.
세 번째 하고 이제 마쳤어요.
After the third round, I stopped.
공항 폐하께서
And the king said,
입을 여셨습니다.
Open his lips.
목사님.
Pastor.
목사님은 참된 하나님의 종입니다.
Pastor, you are a true servant of God.
저희들이 땅을 드리겠습니다.
We'll give you a land.
여기다 IYF 센터를 지으시고.
Build IYF center on this land.
특히 목사님. 집을 지으십시오.
Especially build, please build your residence.
자주 이곳에 오십시오.
And please visit us as often as possible.
그래서 정부가 땅을 줬어요.
So the government gave us the land.
근데 뭐냐, 좀 외곽지에 줬어.
But it was kind of on the outskirts.
구황패한테 얘기했어.
I went to say to the
우리
king.
우리 학생들은 차도 없고.
Now our students have no cars. But if you give us land on the outskirts of the land, you know we cannot use the land. They cannot come to the land.
토지 근가 가까운데 다.
You should give us land which is nearby the downtown.
국가에 땅이 없어요.
No, the government had no land nearby the downtown.
구한 개인 재산인데.
It was his personal property of the king.
15,000평을 주셨어요.
He gave us, you know, five hectares of land.
아버니가 산이 너무 아름다운.
And those mountains were so beautiful.
그 아름다운 산을 깎기가 너무 아까웠어.
And it was so, you know, wasting for us to cut down all those woods.
광폐하 산이 너무 아름다워서.
He said, "Oh, your Majesty, mountains are so beautiful.
깎을 수가 없다고.
We don't want to cut down those trees."
15,000평 더 주면.
If you give us another 5,000 hectares.
좋은 곳 한 곳에 센터 짓고 한 곳에 축구장 짓고 농구장 짓고 하겠다고.
We'll build our center in one corner. In one corner, we're going to build a soccer field. We're going to build our stadiums there too.
근데 이제 구황이 3만 평을 주셨어.
And the king told, he gave us a total of 10 hectares of land.
근데 건축 허가가 안 나오는 거예요.
But they didn't give us, you know, construction permits.
왜 안 지었어?
Why haven't you built it yet?
건축 안 났다.
They're not giving us construction permit yet.
누가 내는데?
Who's giving you that permit?
가서 이야기해.
Go and tell them.
구황이 빨리 지라고 하는데.
That the king is urging you to build this building as soon as possible.
너 때문에 못 지었다 갈까?
Would I tell the king that it's because of you that we couldn't build the, you know, center?
그 다음날 허가 딱 나.
The following day they gave us the permit.
따로 하는 게 없어요.
You know, it's not anything particular.
구황이 너무 기뻐하시고.
The king was very happy with that.
갈 때마다 each time 세워서 같이 보통. 구왕 만날 새벽 뭐 5시에 만나.
Each time we visit there sometime.
거의 잠을 안
we have to meet with the king maybe at 5 a.m. in the morning because he barely sleeps.
가나 대통령 그분은
and the president of Ghana
하는 생각을 하지.
You know, he thinks about so many things.
얼굴 표정을 보면은 생각 속에 꽉 잡혀 있는
분. When you see his face he's full of thoughts.
국가를 위해서 자기 몸 전혀 생각하지 않고 있어.
For the country doesn't care about himself.
대통령 발음도 뭐 다 다른데.
You know, every president they are different.
대통령 그냥 사람이 대통령 되는 건 아니야.
It's not anyone who can become president.
우리가 상상할 수 없는 차원의 마음이 다 가 있더라고.
More than you can imagine their lives in you know,
another
dimension of the life.
만나면,
when I go in there and meet their hearts,
전하면,
when I transform my heart,
받으면,
when I convey my heart and receive salvation,
더 없는 친구가 되는 거야.
Become this, you know, this very close friends.
얼마나 감사한지.
And how thankful that is.
우리가 이런 예수 그리스도의 복음을 가 증거하는 동안에
as we witness this gospel of Christ
하나님 일을 하시는
we saw God working
자 지금 사도행전 10장은
now in the book of Acts chapter 10
그 고넬료는 이방인이 처음 이제 베드로를 만나가 복음을 듣는 이방인에게 구원받는 첫 구원자예요.
This Cornelius the Gentile met Peter and received salvation. He was the first Gentile to be saved.
그리고 2000년 동안 세월이 흘러가면
and about 2000 years passed since then
한국인들에게
and to Koreans to Americans
뭐 여러 나라
to people of many countries
예수님 믿는 길을 허락하시고 죄 사함 받고 거듭나는 길을 허락해 주셨어요.
He opened this path of believing Jesus and he let us receive forgiveness of sin and salvation. 아니
여러분 우리 이방인 때 유대인 시대가 되면은
if the days of the Jews come back
절대 그 가운데 못 들어가요.
We can never join that again.
근데 하나님이 제일 먼저 고넬료를 거듭나게 하시고
but as God saved Cornelius as the first person
그다음에 사도 바울이 구원을 받아서
and then Apostle Paul was saved.
베드로는 할례자들 유대인을 위한 전도자고
Peter was the you know, preacher for the circumcised
바울은 하나님 선택한 이방인들에 대한 전도자였어요.
And Paul was the chosen servant of God who preached the gospel for the Gentiles and following the will of God.
이제 이방인 복음자 그 당시에 세계 수도라는 로마에 뛰어들어가기 시작.
And Paul went to Rome, which was a world capital back then, to preach the gospel.
로마에 가서 베드로가 복음을 전하면서.
When Paul went to Rome to preach the gospel.
로마가 많은 핍박이 있었는데.
There was a lot of persecution in Rome.
콘스탄틴 황제가 기독교 박해 금지령을 선포한.
And Constantinus the emperor, he banned all the persecutions against
Christians.
로마
시민의 3분의 1이 기독교인.
And for one third of Romans back then were Christians.
로마가 기독교를 꽉 찼어.
Rome was filled with Christians.
기독교인들 잡아가지고 콜세움에 가서.
Before then, they caught Christians and brought them to Colosseum.
그 뭡니까 경기장에서 짐승의 밥이 되고
and they gave them as prey for their beast.
계속해서 로마인들이 예수님을 믿었어요.
But continuously those Romans they believed in Jesus.
시작이 이렇게 해서 하나님께서 이방인들에게 복음을 들은 기회를 열어 주신 것입니다.
Through this opportunity for the Gentiles to be saved opened.
그리고 성경은 말합니다.
And the Bible says
예루살렘은
Jerusalem,
이방인의 때가 차기까지
until the days of the Gentiles would be complete
이방인들에게 밟힌다.
Would be trampled by the feet of Gentiles.
그 역사 그대로
And as it was written in the book, it was, you know, the history went on.
이제 이방인의 때가 차가고
Now the days of Gentiles is almost over.
이스라엘 백성이 복음을 들을 때가 다가왔어.
And the days for the Israelites to hear the gospel is very nigh, very close.
얼마 전에 이스라엘에 제가 초대를 받았어.
Little while ago, I was invited by the Israeli government.
그 초대를 이렇게 저 뭐 영상으로 보내고
We have this video that they invited me.
제가 그 영상을 보고 너무 감사했어요.
When I saw that video, I was very thankful.
제가 가려고 준비를 하고 있는데
And I'm preparing to go to Israel.
코로나가 좀 심해서
Because of the COVID situation in Israel.
그리고 집회하기가 좀 많이 어려워가지고
It's a little hard for us to organize conference there now. You're waiting for the right moment.
그러다 이제 이스라엘 가는 길에 내가 아프리카 좀 들리기 시작했는데
And I said we can stop by Africa as we go as we're going to
Israel. 그때 가려고 했을 때 아프리카 시간 돼서 아프리카 다녀왔는데
I meant to go there then, but we couldn't. This, go to Israel, so we just went to Africa this time.
내년 초에 이스라엘 가게 될 것 같습니다.
But maybe early next year we'll be visiting Israel.
우리 교회 성도도 좀 많이 데리고 가고 싶어요.
And I want to go there along with some members of our church
가서
too.
가서 이스라엘 가서
we can go there together.
저 그 성전 그 동국의 벽도 좀 보고.
And also you get to see the Wailing Wall.
예수 그 흔적을 찾아볼 수 있는데 너무 좋습니다.
You can go visit those, you know, sites.
저 몇 년 전에 이스라엘 혼자 아 혼자 가지 않으면 좀 잠깐 다녀왔습니다.
A couple of years ago, I stopped by Israel to visit the sites.
이제 여러분 우리가 구원을 받았고
Now, as you know, we are saved.
하나님의 세계 안 이방인으로서
as a Gentiles,
하나님이 되셨어요.
God has become our God.
장기현 선교사가
미션의 주연장
유대인들에게 제 책을 보여줬대요.
He presented my book to the Jews.
그 사람들이 박옥수 목사가 한국 사람이 유대인이냐?
When they read the book, they said, "Is Pastor Oksu Park a Korean or a Jew?"
한국 사람이다.
He's a Korean.
근데 우리 유대인보다 어떻게 제사법 더 아느냐?
But how does he know the laws for the offering so better, so much, well, so much than us?
그 사람들 제사법 1차만 알고.
You know, they know the first level.
그 제사법 가진 참된 의미는 모르니까.
They don't know the true meaning of that, you know, the sin offering.
여전히 죄 안에 머물러 있는.
That's why still they're living, they live inside of the sin.
제사 우리도 그 제사법 우리 제사 안 받는 이야기다.
And through that, the laws for the offering, we shared we how we can receive forgiveness of sin.
이제 하나님께서 저들을 구원하셔서.
God saved us.
우리로 말하면 온 세상에 복음을 전할 그 일을 하신 거예요.
And through us, he's preaching, he's saving the whole world.
고넬료 이 시대에 시작된 이방인들이 구원받는 이 일이.
This work of saving Gentiles through the days of Cornelius.
이방인의 때가 그때 시작해서.
The days of the Gentiles began then.
한 그 지금까지 유지되기 때문에.
And it's maintained until now.
이방인들이 모일 때마다 성령이 역사하시고.
So each time the Gentiles came together, the Holy Spirit worked.
거듭나고.
And people got saved.
하나님이 우리 마음 안에 들어와 역사하는.
And the Spirit of God came into us and worked in us.
우리가 버림받은 이방인들이었는데.
We were once abandoned Gentiles, but by the grace of God,
받고,
we heard the gospel.
예수님의
saved,
영이 우리 안에 살아 이끄시고,
and the Spirit of Jesus lives in us.
믿음으로 이끄시고,
and leads us to faith.
놀라운 일들이고요.
And He's doing amazing works through us.
제가 이 일을 해갈 때,
and as I'm doing this work,
전 아무것도 아닌 사람.
Although I'm nobody,
주님께서 도우셔서,
but I can see Him helping us.
제가 한 번은 사진을 봤는데
Once I saw just some photos,
브라질에서 in, 많은 사람들 길거리에서 무릎을 꿇고 손을 들고 기도하는 걸 막 봤어요.
In the photo, I saw some people in Brazil, they praying with their hands up on their knees.
코로나로 이제 가족들이 병원에 입원을 했는데
As their family members, they got hospitalized because of COVID-19. But they didn't get to visit them.
죽어도 얼굴을 보진 못합니다.
Even if they die, they don't get to see their face.
죽으면 그대로 갔다가 매장을 하니까.
Because the government will go and bury them right away.
그러니까 사랑하는 아내가,
so they couldn't see their loving
아들이,
wife, loving son,
사랑하는 부모가,
loving parents.
코로나 걸려가지고 병원에 보냈는데.
When they were hospitalized because of COVID-19.
병원 건물 길에서 무릎을 꿇고 막 기도하는 그 모양을 봤어.
You know those hospitals, they will get on their knees and with their hands up, they would pray to God.
자, 저들에게 복음을 전해줘야겠다.
If I could preach the gospel to them, that would be nice.
복음을 전했어요.
And I preached the gospel to them.
그분들이 복음을 너무 기뻐하는 거예요.
When they heard the gospel, they were so thankful.
헤지 브라지오 방송국에서 제 방송을 할 때마다.
And each time we broadcasted our stuff on Hedge Brazil TV.
그 제가 헤지 브라지오 방송 세 번이나 인터뷰를 했어요.
I had interview with Hedge Brazil TV for about 3 times.
저하고 인터뷰하는 동안에.
And as they had an interview with Hedge Brazil.
1초에 몇 명?
5천. 다 4명.
1초에 네 명씩 댓글이 올라와요.
Like every second, about 4 or 5 people, they will leave their comments.
많은 사람, 그, 헤지 브라지오, 그, 현장 국장이 막 깜짝 놀래는.
Chief editor of Hedgehog Radio TV station, he was surprised.
그래서 그분이 깜짝 놀래가 저 다큐 만들고 그랬죠.
He was surprised and he made a documentary on my life, right?
다큐는 딴 사람 시켜 만드는 돈 무지무지하게 드는데.
If he had ordered anyone else to make the documentary, it would cost a lot of money.
방송국 측에서 만드니까.
Because they made it for us.
모두 같이 돕고했지만.
We also helped it out.
너무너무 하나님 앞에 감사했어요.
We're so thankful before God.
자 이제 우리는
now us
그 귀한 예수님의 피가 우리 죄를 사했던 이 놀라운 사실을 깨닫게 됐어요.
We have realized this amazing truth that the blood of Jesus washed our sins.
이것이 모든 민족이 이 말씀을 듣고 구원받게 된 하나님의 뜻입니다.
And all nations to hear this gospel and being saved. That's
예,
the will of God.
여러분 삶을 살면 어려운 일이 있습니까?
As you live your life, do you have any difficulties?
힘든 일이 있습니까?
Do you have any hardship?
문제가 있습니까?
Do you have any problems?
이 일에 마음을 쏟아보세요.
Please pour your heart into this.
조금 삶을 바꾸세요.
And change your life little
bit. 잘 먹고 잘 살기 위한 삶이 아니고.
Not, do not live for eating well or living well.
밥 먹으세요.
But think about it as you eat and make money as you think about it.
전혀 달라집니다.
Then your life would be different totally.
놀라워질 겁니다.
Your life would be amazing.
저는 이 일을 했습니다.
And this is what I did.
어느 대통령을 만나든.
No matter who I met.
어느 장관을 만나든.
No matter what minister I met.
코드디바 졸업이란 장관이.
There was one minister named Zorobi in Cote d'Ivoire.
대통령께서 졸업 장관을 불러가지고.
One day the president called him Mr. Zorobi and said,
경제가 아니다, 정신이다.
No, developed countries not. It's not about.
제일 좋은 정신을 찾아와라.
It's not about the material, but it's about the mindset. Go find me a best mindset.
졸업 장관이 그때 장관이 아니었습니다.
Back then he was not a minister.
한국에 와서.
He came to Korea.
저희들 마인드를 보고 깜짝.
He met us. He saw our minds that he was surprised.
대덕 링컨 학교를 공격시켰어.
He visited our school in 대덕 링컨 High School.
졸업이 그분이 깜짝.
He was very impressed.
대통령 가서 우리 이야기를 했어.
He went to report our, you know, school to the president.
우리 교육을 받으려.
Now Cote d'Ivoire wants to adapt our education.
그러면 졸업이 씨가 장관이 됐어.
And through that he was nominated as a minister.
이번에 장관이 돼서 한국 정부 요청으로 와가지고.
As became a minister, he came here on governmental affairs.
우리와 시간을 참 많이 가졌어.
He spent a lot of time with us.
지난 그 목요일 날.
And last Thursday,
우리 기자회견하는데.
We had, you know, conference.
그분 말씀을 전하고.
And he gave his, you know, speech.
깜짝 놀랐어.
And people were surprised.
키도 크고.
He was very tall.
키도 크고.
He was this tall. Maybe.
미남인데.
And he's good looking too.
목소리에 반했어요.
And his voice, really, I love really voice.
목소리 얼마나 좋은지. 그냥 전 그 강의하는 처음 들었거든요. 그냥 이야기를 들었는데 오롱 차이 걸리는데.
You know, it was my first time giving him, seeing him giving that speech, and I was very impressed by his voice.
키도 적고 그런데.
My voice is not good. I'm short in height too.
멋졌다.
But I really liked it.
이성호 장로님 또 이빨 치료를 해주셨어요.
And also Elder Lee, he treated him, treated his teeth also.
우리 집에 온 손님인데 그 치료비를 내야 하나 말아야 아직 그게 아직.
And I'm 있어요. Wondering if I have to pay for the, you know, fee for the treatment.
이성호 장로님 치료비 얼마 내야 하냐 물었더니.
I asked him how much is the fee, the treatment.
대답을 안 해요.
He didn't answer my question.
뒤모도 될 것 같고.
I don't know if I can just forget about it. I don't know.
죄송합니다. 이래 말을 썼어.
I'm sorry. It was just, it's just joking.
하나님의 계획 가운데서.
You know, when we're in the plan of God.
제 한 모든 일들이. 이루어져가고 있어.
You know, everything is being done.
그래서 우리가 온 세상에 복음을 전하는 일입니다.
So we're preaching the gospel all around the world.
그럼 사업이 어렵습니까?
Is your business going bad?
하나님 편에 먼저 마음을 써보세요.
Pour your heart for the work of the God first.
고통이 있습니까?
Do you have any suffering?
여러분 하나님 일에 먼저 마음을 써보세요.
Pour your heart into the works of God.
그리고 사업도 하세요.
And do your business as well.
돈도 벌고.
Make money.
아이도 키우십시오.
And raise your children.
하나님 편에 더 마음을 가십시오.
But pour your heart on the works of God again.
하나님 천 가지 만 가지도
Then God will help you in tens of thousands of
things. 전 목사로서
As a pastor,
다른 거 하지 않습니다.
I didn't do anything else.
제사만 이 귀한 복음을 전하리라.
I just preached this gospel of forgiveness of sin.
하나님 이게 기뻐하신 일이기 때문에.
Because this pleases God.
제가 하는 천 가지 만 가지 하나님 돕는 거예요.
In tens of thousands of things that I did, God helped me.
너무 사업에만 빠지지 말고.
Do not just, you know, fall into that business that you are running.
제가 우리 교회 장로님들을 갑니다.
You know, there are some elders in our church.
너무 거기만 빠지지 말고.
I told them not to just get into that business.
왔다 갔다 하고.
You just, you know, balance yourself. But you have to incline more toward the gospel, I tell them.
잘 됩니다.
And it works out well.
하나님 우리 축복하실 겁니다.
God blesses them.
우리 이제 이 생명 살아있는 동안에
As long as we're alive,
주님을 찬양하고
Let us praise our Lord.
주님을 증거하고
Let us witness our Lord.
하나님 위해서 합시다.
Let us live for God.
그럼 여러분이 잘 살기 위해서 쓰는 것보다 하나님 나를 잘 살기 훨씬 좋으니까
And when God helps you, it would be better than you helping yourself.
그게 참된 그리스도인들의 삶입니다.
And that is a true life of Christians.
여러분들 예수님으로 말미암아 복되어야 합니다.
You have to be blessed by Jesus.
예수님만 알면 기뻐야 하고.
You have to be pleased by Jesus.
예수님만 알면 즐거워야 합니다.
You have to rejoice by Jesus.
그럼 예수님의 평안이.
Then the peace of
Jesus. 예수님의 은혜가.
The grace of Jesus.
삶에 넘칠 줄.
Would overflow abound in your life.
감사합니다.
Thank you.